I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 26 of The 80%. Today, we're again answering a couple of questions that were sent by our listeners. I chose to answer these because they're both about the topic of diversification. We'll talk about the different ways to diversify, why it's important, and how to know if you're becoming over-diversified on your investments. So this episode will be a bit technical, but I believe this is something that a lot of investors would want to know. So let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007, and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. What is diversification? When it comes to investing, this means putting your money on different instruments to minimize your risk. Ang sabi nga, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Anyway, let's now listen to the first question that was sent to us by Sir Joel.
Hello po, Sir Fitz. Matagal na po akong reader ninyo sa blog at ngayon listener naman sa podcast nyo. Anyway, sabi po sa isang blog article nyo na dapat may diversification pagdating sa investment. And nabasa ko rin po ang pag-invest sa mutual funds ay isang paraan para mag-diversify. Ang tanong ko po ay, okay lang ba na puro mutual funds lang ang investment ko? O dapat may stock market at bonds din? Salamat po.
Hello rin sa'yo, Joel, and salamat sa tanong mo. First of all, let's enumerate the different ways that you can diversify. Specifically, let me give you 5. Number 1 is by asset or iba't ibang klase ng mga bagay tulad ng stock market, bonds, real estate, certificate of deposits, pati artworks or paintings. Pwede mong isama dito. Number 2 is by sector or industry. At madalas itong gawin pagdating sa stock market. Ito yung meron kang investment sa companies na nasa real estate industry, and then meron ka din sa banking sector, sa energy sector, sa food and retail industry, etc. Number 3 is by size or capitalization. Mas applicable din to pagdating sa stock market. Yung meron kang investment sa mga malalaking companies, katulad yung mga blue chip companies. And then, meron ka din dun sa mga medium-sized or growing companies. Number 4 is by feature or type. Ang investments kasi, tatlo ang pwedeng gawin yan. First, it can preserve your capital. Second, it can grow your money or capital appreciation. And number 3, it can provide income or cash flow. So, when you diversify in terms of feature, ibig sabihin, meron kang investment na ang goal niya is either to preserve your capital, tulad ng time deposits. And then, you can also diversify para ang goal mo ay to grow your money. So, this is something that the stock market or mutual funds can do. And lastly, there are also investments na ang main feature niya is to give you regular income or regular cash flow, tulad ng isang business or isang bond investment or even real estate rental property. Lastly, or the number 5 way to diversify is to diversify in terms of economy or by country. Yung hindi lang sa Pilipinas ka naka-invest. Pwede kang mag-invest tulad sa Europe or sa America by probably investing in the US stock market or buying mutual funds that are mainly based in another country or another region. So let's go back to the question. Okay lang ba na puro mutual funds ang investments? And my answer here is yes and no. Yes, mutual funds provide instant diversification. And okay lang kung puro mutual funds ang investments mo, as long as it's able to help you reach your financial goals. Kasi ang fund manager ng isang mutual fund, at isama na rin natin yung mga UITF or Unit Investment Trust Funds, they actually invest in different assets, different sectors, different sizes, and even in different countries. However, ang shortcoming kasi ng mutual funds ay pagdating sa diversification in terms of feature. Kasi capital preservation and capital growth ang main features niya, pero wala siyang cash flow. That's why I'm also saying na no, it may not be enough to just invest in mutual funds, especially if you're investing for your retirement. Kasi isipin mo to, when you retire, it would greatly help if you have a source of income apart from your pension. So, investing in a business or dividend-paying stocks, fixed income securities such as long-term bonds, or even real estate rental properties would be good. So, here's the thing. Sa umpisa, okay lang na puro mutual funds ang investments mo. Pero as you are able to grow your wealth and you come closer to retirement age, then you should start thinking and investing on things that will provide you passive income or regular cash flow. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to diversify and invest or trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. The 80% is supported by Podcast Network Asia. And if you're looking to diversify on your podcast playlist, then check out these two shows from the network. Local Locas. Listen to the girls Jam and Dabski as they talk about anything and everything under the sun. This quirky pop culture podcast will surely entertain you and brighten up your day. Off the Record. Sit down with host Mix Bustos and take a closer look into the busy lives of Filipino athletes as they talk about the nitty-gritty and pretty of sports in the country. Local sports fans, this podcast is for you. If you also run a podcast, then do check out Podmetrics, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. All shows on Podcast Network Asia uses Podmetrics, which helps us aggregate data, monetize, and predict performance of our shows. Be sure to put 80% as referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics so they'll know you heard about them from me. That's it. And now, back to our episode. For our second question, we have Sir Zefran, who asks us a very interesting question. Let's listen.
Hello, Fitz. I'm an avid listener to your podcast, and I have a question. When can you say that your portfolio is already over-diversified? Thank you.
Thank you, Zefran, sa tanong mo. It's not a common question that people ask me. That's why I appreciate that you took the time to ask me this. For me, The number one sign that you're over-diversified is when you're becoming overwhelmed already when it comes to monitoring and managing your investments. So, sa sobrang dami na nila, ay nalilito ka na. That's a sign that you are over-diversified. For example, may kilala ako na yung stock market portfolio niya, nako, around 15 companies na yata yung binibili niya regularly. At siya na rin mismo yung nagsabi sa akin na nahihirapan na siyang i-monitor yung performance ng mga to. So, I told him to reduce his long-term portfolio to about 3 to 5 companies only and make sure that they come from various sectors. And then if it makes sense to him, then he can just funnel the rest of his money towards an equity fund. The second sign that you're probably over-diversified is when you experience more or less the same performance in your portfolio than when you were less diversified. Nako, nosebleed bigla. So, let me say that again in another way. Balikan natin yung friend ko na may 15 companies sa stock market portfolio niya, which is composed of individual companies from different sectors or industries. Back in 2015, he only had 5 companies in his portfolio. From that year until 2019, he bought many companies, and by the end of 2019, the value of his portfolio grew by around 20%. However, I checked what would have happened if he didn't buy any new companies during this period. Pinakita ko sa kanya kung what if he just continued to buy shares of his original 5 companies until 2019. Magkano kaya ang growth ng portfolio niya? Do you know how much his portfolio would have grown? It would be also around 20%. So, as you can see, by buying more companies, even if it's in different sectors and industries, it didn't really have that much impact anymore on the overall performance of his portfolio. More often than not, and ironically speaking, an over-diversified portfolio means that you are not properly diversified. As I mentioned earlier, there are many ways to diversify. So, it's important to check if baka nakafocus ka lang masyado sa isang way of diversification. Naki-invest ka ba sa iba't ibang stocks, iba't ibang klase ng bonds, iba't ibang klase ng mutual funds? Yes, you are diversified. But also, all of these are paper assets. So, at the same time, you are also not properly diversified. Perhaps you can consider investing in real estate, or maybe you can explore cooperatives, or maybe you can invest on and start your own business. When investing, it's important to always keep in mind our financial goals. Saan ba natin plano gamitin yung pera in the future? Ito kasi yung destination natin. And our investments are the vehicles that will help us reach that destination. Diversification is a strategy that minimizes risks in our investments. And how we diversify usually also depends on those financial goals. Kung tayo ay nasa Metro Manila at gusto nating pumunta sa Baguio, there are many ways to get there. We can drive a car, take a bus, or rent a van. There are many types of investment vehicles that can take us to our destination. If you want to diversify, it's like choosing to drive a car to Baguio, but also preparing for the possibility na in case magkaroon ng problema, then we also have a rent-a-van reserved and on standby na madaling tawagan sa araw ng biyahe natin. And personally, I think that is enough. Feeling ko, over-diversified at paranoid ka na masyado kung bibili ka pa rin ng bus tickets papuntang Baguio as your backup plan. Well, at least that's me. It's always good for long-term investors to diversify. Be sure to come up with a good portfolio mix that can help you achieve your financial goals with less risk. A truly diversified portfolio would look into instruments that have low or negative correlations so that if one moves down, then there will be another that counteracts it and moves up. And it's also important to study and understand how markets and economies behave, because this will allow you to see investment opportunities, and consequently, it will help you in managing your portfolio better. Personal finance is personal. As long as you're able to reach your destination, or in other words, achieve your financial goals in life, then you've done a good job at investing. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you again to Sir Joel and Sir Zefran for sending your questions. If you want to learn more about diversification and portfolio management, then check out the show notes for this episode at bit.ly/the80%, because I'll share with you some articles from my blog about this topic. Furthermore, if you still haven't done so, then please follow or subscribe to The 80%, and I hope you can also share this podcast to your friends. And of course, kung meron ka ding tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then just record a voice memo on your phone and then email the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media posts so that I can find and read them online. That's it for this episode. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.